Jonathan Gilliam is on with me, former FBI agent, Navy SEAL, and the author of the book, Sheep No More. And I want to welcome him back to the C.L. Bryan Show. Jonathan, thanks for being with me, brother. How are you?
It is always good to be with you, and I'm doing good. I just got over the flu.
Yeah, man.
Scary.
Oh, man, I'm really glad that you're well and that you're back up and running again. Tamiflu has definitely sold out across the country, but good that you're healthy again. Jonathan, let's talk about a healthy economy, though, a healthy government. Last night, even though I'm very glad that our military is now well-funded, but did we pay a price for that? How are you seeing that bill passage last night? What do you got to say about it?
I don't know. You know, CEO, I'm not going to try to say that I know a lot about the budget because, quite frankly, that's not my expertise. But the other thing is, I don't know what to believe anymore when it comes to government and these budget bills, because there's what we believe is transparency, where they're showing us what's in the bills. We don't know the reality of what's in a lot of these bills. There's stuff that's stuck in there that could, you know, that's why they get deals. That's why they shut the government down for periods of time so they can get stuff put in there. That's my biggest worry about these budgets when they come down to crunch time and they have to, you know, they're going to shut the government down. They're not going to shut it down, and they'll push things through in order to make deals. That's a dangerous way to govern.
I absolutely agree, Jonathan. And it seems as though our military, in many cases, is held hostage in the middle of all this. My question would be, why is it that we can't vote just to fund the military without, as you were saying, adding all this pork to it? This is what happened. 700 pages were passed in the middle of the night that nobody read. And Rand Paul, you know, he was right. Isn't it intellectually dishonest to rail against the deficits that Obama was trying to shove through, but yet we vote to pass the deficits that Republicans are putting through? How are we looking here in 2018? Are we going to lose seats, gain seats? Are we shaping up? What's shaping up out there, man?
You know, I don't know, but, well, let me say this first about Rand Paul. I agree. I just read something a little while ago where he said that when the Democrats are in power, the Republicans act like conservatives. But when the Republicans are in power, there is no conservative party. And I truly believe that. And, you know, it's interesting when we look at 2000 or the next election when this comes up, the Republicans – they seem to push forward and then they do something stupid like this, but yet the Democrats are entangled with communistic globalistic views that people are discovering more and more through all this Comey and Mueller investigation nonsense. So it's hard to say when these elections pop up. Really, the reality is going to be, CL, same thing happened here in New York. You know, this is 8 million people can more or less in the surrounding areas of New York City, about 8 million people could vote, but there's only 600,000 that show up to vote for, or actually it's 800,000 showed up to vote for the mayor, and only 200,000 of those people were conservatives. So we have a communist mayor on his second term in New York City.
Yeah.
So that's the problem around this country, is that I just put a meme out yesterday. I do these memes every now and then to try to get people to, you know, it used to be they would read stories, then they would watch TV. Now they just want a picture with some words on it, and that's where they get their motivation or their news and stuff from. So the thing is, CL, when these elections would make the outcome is if people did what they did in 2016 when they elected Donald Trump, is they have to have dialogue. They have to have unity through that dialogue, and then with that comes strength, because they'll actually get up and go vote. But people don't put any importance on the congressional elections for some strange reason. They think that it's not as important as the president, and it's just as important as the presidential elections.
Absolutely right. And you know what, Jonathan, you bring up a very good point. Our friend, I understand you're going to be on with Sean after you leave me here today. And of course, Sean always identify himself as a conservative, as do I, and I know you do as well. Is there an identity crisis? It sounds like you were identifying something that says the Republican Party may be having an identity crisis, especially when they're in office. I remember how we were all waving the conservative banner when Obama was in office. They were making all these promises. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, all of them were making all these promises. The Tea Party was running strong and everything. Are we in an identity crisis as what is a Republican these days? Can anybody tell me that? Jonathan, what do you say?
I tell you what a Republican is. A Republican is just somebody who follows the party line, a party narrative. It's not a conservative. It's not somebody who – it's opposite of everything the Democrats say that they are. And that's not a way to define yourself. I would never define myself, CL, as the opposite of somebody. I define myself as the best that I can be, and I'm the most effective thinker I can be. I fall short like everybody else at times, but I pretty much wake up to do the best, to be the best as often as I can. And that's the way we should define ourselves as Americans, not as a Democrat or a Republican. And the problem is our politicians define themselves by I'm opposite of that other person. I'm opposite of that other party. And so you don't have a choice to vote for anything except for the opposite of the Democratic Party. It doesn't mean that they're conservative. It just means that they're going to go against them every time that they can so that they maintain their election or their office.
Yeah.
You know, so they can win these elections and so they can stay somewhat relevant. And to me, relevance is effective. If you're not effective, you're not relevant. I don't care if you're opposite a Democrat or not. And that's the problem. Our Republican Party is a private company. We have to remember that. And Republicans aren't necessarily in line with the GOP.
And that is absolutely right as far as that is concerned. And, you know, Jonathan Gilliam is my special guest here in these next in this segment. And he is the author of the book Sheep No More. Jonathan, when we look at what you have just described, even though I know that the book is about showing us how to be aware of our surroundings to avoid bad situations. But when I think about the title of your book, you have described people who are sheepish, who do go along to get along, and there's predators out there. And in some cases, the predators are not just the terrorists looking to hurt us. Jonathan, are some of these predators politicians who are preying on the sheep that you talk about? What do you say?
I would say absolutely. You know, here's the thing about that book. I don't say terrorists. I mean, I do define what a terrorist is, what a pedophile or sexual predator, but these are all attackers. And you have to realize that when we think of an attacker, we think of a terrorist who goes and tries to shoot up, blow up something. But a workplace sexual predator like Harvey Weinstein is an attacker, right? It may never come down to a woman trying to run for her life. It may be that she is put in a position where she is pressured to do something that she doesn't want to do because she may lose her career. That's an attack. And if we realize that violence isn't necessarily defined by the veracity of the attack, it may be the deception and the criminal mindset that's involved in it. When you look at politics these days, well, if you can look at politics throughout history, these are attackers. These are nefarious people with nefarious intentions, and they mislead. And what's interesting is if you look at the definition of terrorism, the use of force, intimidation, and violence for political aim. When you look at that, you pretty much look at politics these days. You know, look at the Democratic Party. They use political force. They use things like calling you a racist if you think a certain way, or a homophobic person if you think a certain way. So that they use that force, they use intimidation, and they have their protesters go out there and cause violence. It's politics has turned into terrorism.
Wow.
And that's on both sides of the house.
Wow. You know, we're on with Jonathan Gilliam. We're going to come back with him. We're going to talk more with Jonathan Gilliam, former FBI agent, Navy SEAL, author of the book Sheep No More. We're going to let you know how you can get a hold of that book, get Jonathan to where you are if you want him to talk to your group or church or what have you. And don't you go anywhere, because you're listening live throughout the Fruited Plains, coast to coast, border to border, over Red State Talk, Red State Talk Radio, the C.L. Bryant Show. We're building a bridge to conversation, things that you need to be thinking about and certainly talking about here in America. Back with Jonathan Gilliam.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport. The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
CL, back with you as we have just about completed the first hour of the CL Bryant Show here over Red State Talk Radio. And wherever you're listening to the show, terrestrially or on a digital platform, you can always hear it to my folks there in my hometowns of Shreveport and Bossier cities, the jewel cities of the Architects. You can always hear the replay of the CL Bryant Show in the evening, 5 to 7 Central Standard, there on 90.7 FM, 90.7 FM, The Promise. My special guest, Jonathan Gilliam, good friend of mine, and Navy SEAL, former FBI agent, author of the book Sheep No More. Jonathan was sharing with us how there is political terrorism. There is all types of terrorist activity that goes on around us. And in his book, he does inform us on how to avoid, how to be aware of situations that we can find ourselves in. Jonathan, tell everybody how to get a hold of Sheep No More. How do we do that, and how do we get you to where we want you to be to talk to us?
Well, first of all, the book is available on Amazon and on Barnes and Noble bookstores and online Barnes and Noble. I think Books A Million. I don't know what they have down there in Shreveport, but you can always go on Amazon and get it on there. And you know, the thing about that book, CL, is that once you, it doesn't really matter how you increase your awareness. When you become a more aware person, you're going to be more aware of everything around you. And that's one of the things about this book that's really resonating with people. It also is not written for the operators out there, for the military and law enforcement operators. Although it's a good refresher, it's written, I wrote it as though I was talking to my mom, so that it's good for people. Somebody said their 11-year-old kid the other day was that he was listening to the audio portion of the book, and in his car, and his son enjoyed listening to it, that he actually learned so much he wanted to get the book so he could read it. So that's pretty interesting. And people can reach me at jonathantgilliam.com. They can actually email me through there. And if they, if people want to have me come and speak, I know we have a lot of those Lincoln Day dinners coming up for the Republican groups, but anything, colleges, churches, any businesses, anything, anybody wants to have their, I believe everybody in the congregation, everybody in the company, everybody in the university should be taught this, how to target themselves from an attacker's point of view, because everybody ends up becoming aware of who, why, where, when, and how they could be attacked. Once they do that, you have an overall safer place. And so I'm looking to take this to the ground level, take the books out there, get them to the people, and start talking to as many people as I can. So I'd love to come and speak to different groups, especially large churches that are sending people down to do missionary visits down in South America. They definitely need it.
Absolutely. You know what, Jonathan? I have been that missionary down in South America and so forth, and even over in the Middle East. And definitely the situation is different there than it is here. So, folks, throughout the Fruited Plains, wherever you're listening to the show, whether it's on terrestrial or whether it's on digital platform, if you're going to be hearing the replay of the show later on, know that at the top of the hour, top of the day here in America, you have an opportunity to arm yourself with knowledge, knowledge coming from someone who has been trained and who is in the know about how to ward off these types of attacks. Jonathan, in the few minutes that we have left with you, have about 5 minutes left with you, I'd like for you to talk to our folks about the climate in America as far as crime is concerned. I see some statistics say that crime is decreasing, but yet we know that we have a constant threat from outside and sometimes homegrown forces. Are people not really aware of the threats, the unseen threats that are around them? You talked about the 11-year-old young man there. I mean, and we look at the school shootings and all of this type of things. Is it necessary now? That's my question. Is it necessary now that Americans be sheep no more and become more aware of what's going on? Talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll sum it up with this, CL. I've gotten, mostly great reviews, 5-star reviews on Amazon, but there's a couple of 1, 2, and 3-star reviews. And they're very interesting because the majority of the people who reviewed me with a 1-star didn't even read the book. You could tell they just talk about how something I said on Sean Hannity's radio show. But there is a couple of reviews where the complaint is that I don't take people step by step through what they should do in any case of an attack. And the whole gist of this book is to give people a tool so they can evaluate their life, break their life up into sectors, and evaluate their lives from every sector so they can determine all the different ways they could be attacked in each sector. And the thing about it is, you know, Sia, when you mentor people, it's you can't just show up and give everything to the person and expect them to be great. The person that you're teaching has to show up and has to say, I want to learn, not teach me. And so these reviews are kind of, I didn't really think that they would show up, but I'm glad that they did, because that's one of the biggest problems that we have with the American citizenry, is they believe that law enforcement is going to show up and protect them. They believe that if you write a book about how to be aware and how to protect yourself, that it should tell you every single step and how to do that. And nobody can do that. No cop will ever be there every time that you face a potential violent attack. It really comes down to personal responsibility, understanding that there are things out there that you can do to protect yourself, and then doing it. And developing your own skill set, developing your own awareness, developing your target packages on yourself and your family so you can know and pre-think out where these things can happen. Because the probability may say you will never be a part of a violent attack. That's the number game. That's the Vegas gambling. But the possibility is always there. That's why I always play the lottery, because the possibility I could win is there. The probability says it won't happen, but somebody always wins. So it's the same thing with an attack. You know, you probably will never be in a violent attack, CL, but the possibility is there. So you have to stand up and realize it may be more dangerous over there, but maybe one person's going to rob a house over in your neighborhood, and if you're not prepared, you may be that house.
Wow. And folks, that's the way you have to think about it. And hey, man, listen, think about this. Think about you and I getting together somewhere on the trail this summer and doing some kind of venue or event. We'll talk about it offline here, because it just popped up all through my head. I think that'd be a really great one-two punch of what we could bring to the country. Jonathan Gilliam has been my special guest. Tell my buddy Sean that I said hello. In fact,
I sure will, and
God bless you, God keep you is my prayer. Stay well, and hey, I'll see you out on the trail, Jonathan. Talk to you soon. Thanks for being on.
You got it, CL. You got it, my friend. Take care.